Today's episode is about something most of us long for, feeling healthy in our bodies and calm in our minds, not by pushing harder, but by letting the body restore itself. Our guest today is LD Chen, an entrepreneur turned author who discovered the ancient wisdom that healing doesn't come from trying harder, but from restoring the body's natural intelligence. LD believes everyone has the right to live peacefully and free from constant stress and anxiety, to move through life with genuine joy, peace, and appreciation. After quickly building a 1,000-person company and then facing burnout and serious health issues, LD's life changed when he encountered an ancient standing practice called oneness. He is now the head coach of the Oneness Institute for America and Europe and author of the Amazon bestseller, Oneness, The Self-Healing Secret You Were Never Supposed to Know. LD Chen, welcome to The Creative Process.
Thank you, Mia.
So just tell us, what makes oneness different from the many popular teachings we have in the self-help sphere?
Yeah, so you always hear letting go, control your anger, or try to calm down. But oneness is different. As my mentor, Grandmaster Yu Hong Quinn says, people are like muddy water. When you stand still, let the mud settle, the truth appears. The truth is our health, clarity, peace, joy, compassion, love. So oneness is not about techniques. It's a begin with standing, the body aligns, the heart reset through the body rather than the monkey mind. And once the heart changed, the way you live, you work, you lead, you create is never be the same.
So your story is really interesting. It starts in a world of high achievement. We all know graveyards are full of high achievers, right? And many health problems are caused by stress and overwork. And you build a fast-growing company, but it came at a cost. What was happening inside you at that time, physically, emotionally, even spiritually?
So at 32, I was running a 1,000-employee manufacturing company. And it would look successfully, but inside I had a heart attack, asthma, back pain, liver disease, anxiety, burnout, and leg numbness. And one night I collapsed and my wife, she has a medical degree. She looked at me and said, if you keep going, you will die young. You know, that time I ran this company, I had to handle almost everything to secure the orders for the payment to the bank and also salary every month and also make sure the order was good quality and delivered on time. So I start work very early in the morning and very late at night. And I was so physically, I was so tired every day and mentally burned out. So for example, when an employee come to me, ask my advice, I always feel unhappy. And I said, well, you come to me, you should solve yourself. And I always try to escape. And spiritually, I feel I didn't see the end of this kind of trap. I was so desperate to see how, if there's any way to help me out in this kind of trap.
Yeah, a lot of listeners know that feeling, always running this kind of treadmill, you know, even when you've already arrived, we find something else, you know, on the horizon that we need to do, but never think about ourselves. What did you learn about yourself during that collapse?
So at that time, honestly, I didn't learn. I was trapped actually physically, emotionally, spiritually. I tried almost everything. I visited so many famous doctors, different medicines, therapy, practice, swimming, Tai Chi, but nothing worked. I didn't want to die young and I still had to keep the company running at the same time. So part of me was trying to reduce the symptom and a part of me was trying to find someone to share the load, a partner or a capable manager. It felt like being lost in a maze. Each new suggestion feel like, oh, maybe this will work or maybe that will help. So I kept trying. The truth was, I was using the same mind that creates the problem to try to fix it.
It makes a lot of sense. And a lot of us have had that feeling too. And then comes the turning point. So in 2016, you discover a new standing meditation practice. The others didn't work for you, but this seemed to solve a lot of those issues that kind of changed everything. What drew you to it and what happened in those first few weeks?
Yeah, it was really the beginning of change. So one day, my Tai Chi teacher said to me, maybe you should try something simple, just stand still. Actually, I never heard about standing still as a practice, but at that point, I had no choice. So I started reading a book by Grand Master Yu Hong Quan. He wrote about this ancient standing still practice. Even at the beginning, I was still skeptical, but something in me said, okay, don't give up. So I decided to visit Grand Master Yu in Beijing. And then when I came back, I started to practice from 5 minutes a day, then 10, 15, 20, 30. At first, I almost feel nothing, slightly calm, a little bit boredom, discomfort, sometimes doubt, and my chest felt a little bit tight and my mind kept wandering, but I kept standing and gradually something changed. I began to feel a kind of relaxation that was completely new, not kind of relaxation after a massage or vacation, but a very deep living calm from inside. Even when business pressure returned, tight deadlines, production delays, standing became my refuge. Each day, I could stand a little longer, breathe a little deeper. The tension in my chest began to ease, and my heart is no longer hurt, and my breath start to move freely. So I think after 2 months, that deep calm becomes something I looked forward to. I think in 3rd month, the transformation became undeniable. And I joined a 7-day immersion breakthrough in-person training. So many hours of standing each day. When I came home, I feel completely different. The feeling of light, clear, joyful, almost like my body had gone through a deep spa from the inside out. But actually, there is no exact word can really describe this kind of feeling, this kind of enjoying. So it's hard to describe, not excitement, not pleasure, but quiet clarity and a peace I had never known. That was the moment I realized, oh, healing doesn't come from effort. It comes from when effort ends.
Indeed, letting the world come to us as it is and seeing it with that clarity. I really like that effortless effort. And in this practice, you call it oneness, but what does that word mean to you?
Oh, good question. So oneness actually is my translation from the Chinese name Da Chen Li Chan. Actually, it means body and mind as one and you and the nature as one. So to understand why it works, we need to look at the history. So for 1,000 years, this standing practice was kept secret, passed quietly among Taoist, Zen, and Kung Fu master. It was used for life transformation. Then around 1950, Grand Master Wang Xiangsai, the founder of Da Chen Quan, did something revolutionary. He began to teach it publicly for the healing. Before that, no one imagined that so many people would suffer from stress, anxiety, and chronic disease. And before life was closer to nature. So after Grandmaster Wang opened it, millions started practicing. But over time, there were many versions. So many different standing practice got mixed and the original essence was diluted. That's why we call what we do oneness to return to the original heart. And oneness is very different from today's popular teachings. It's not the mind that try to fix the mind. It's standing, letting the body itself, let the body correct the heart, and then using the correct heart to live, work, lead, create. So the posture is designed genius that you can stand for a long time and still feel effortless. In that stillness, the body and the mind reunite. You naturally feel one with the space, the trees, and the sound of life. Give it time. And like the muddy water, everything settles, So healing appears, curiosity appears, compassion appears. So you become whole again.
So interesting. I mean, you often say subtraction, not accumulation. And it's really, I think, counter to our Western ideas. How do you explain that to someone who's so used to self-improvement as constant effort?
Yeah, so many people today talk about flow, balance, effortlessness, and the idea is actually very old. German philosopher Karl Jaspers called 800 to 300 BCE, the actual age, that when our greatest teachers appeared almost together in Greece, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, India, Buddha, China, Laozi. So Laozi Tao Te Ching is the second most translated book in the world after the Bible. There is one verse in Tao Te Ching, so chapter verse 48, that explains oneness perfectly. So when you pursue knowledge, you gain every day. When you practice Tao, you lose every day. Tao means the way, the truth. So to live in flow and balance, we don't keep adding. We remove what covers our original clarity. So to live in flow and balance, we don't keep adding. Actually, we remove what covers our original clarity. And modern life is always the opposite. From childhood, we were trained to strive, do more, achieve more. And parents teach it, school reward it. And then we teach our kids the same. Even right now, authors and the teachers are formed in a culture of accumulation. So I think doing more has become almost our DNA. Meanwhile, our anxiety, depression is rising faster than technology. So we live in stress. And also right now, the social media makes us compare, want, prove. Every time we scroll, we stir the mud again. So if we really want peace, we cannot add more. We must subtract. Subtraction, actually, it isn't suppression. It's letting the mud settle. So when we stop stirring, the water clears by itself. So that's why I said healing is not addition. Healing is subtraction. So I don't know if I explained clearly.
Oh, completely clearly. Healing is subtraction. So you say oneness is about learning to know yourself. Sounds simple, but what does it mean in practice?
So oneness is actually not about learning the usual way. Most teaching tell you how to learn, how to letting go, how to calm down, how to manage anger. But oneness does the opposite. We stand, we train the body to connect to the heart, and then we live from that heart. So when you practice, energy and awareness gradually build up. When the body is strong, the mind settles naturally, then you start seeing truth about yourself, your reactions, your habits very clearly. This is why every person's journey is different. We've seen students come for depression and chronic disease, but their journeys are not the same because their tendencies are not the same. Their childhood, education, work style, family pattern, all different. So my mentor, Grandmaster Yu, says, practice 1 minute and there is 1 minute of change. You may not notice it, but it's already happening. And I like to use mountain climbing metaphor. At first you climb, but the view hasn't changed. You think nothing is happening. You keep climbing. Then one day you turn back. The view is completely different. The air is fresh. The world wider. And you realize how far you come. That what happened inside. Like symptoms lighter and thoughts clearer. Creativity stronger. Then you climb again. Sometimes the view won't change for a while. Then suddenly it changes again. After actually 9 years of practice, my health is much better. My anger is almost dissolved. My awareness is much deeper. But every time, you know, when I met Grandmaster Yu, I realized my ego is still hiding somewhere. So to know yourself is a long journey, what Zen calls awakening. But it's also exciting because once I healed and I experienced the changes, I became curious, how far can a human go? So that's curiosity keeps me practicing and sharing.
Yeah, I love that.
Knowing yourself is not intellectual, it's felt. Thich Nhat Hanh said, when there is no wind, the surface of the lake reflects mountains and valleys clearly. When even a small wind blows, the reflection distorts. It's the same with us, actually. The fear, desire, stress, they are the wind. When we stand and let the wind stop, the reflection becomes clear.
Yeah, that really makes sense. And it's something everyone can do. Could you just guide us through 60 seconds of what that's like?
Okay, sure. Yeah, so the standing posture is designed so genius. So we stand straight. So our head is straight and then our whole spine is loosened. Our spine is not just backbone. It's our superhighway of nervous system. So once our spine loose, then our nerve system flow freely, our energy and awareness flow freely. And also we smile. And with this smile, actually our whole mind just calm down and our pelvis tucked. And with your pelvis tucked, actually it supports the whole spine, the whole body like stably, which can make you stand still for a long time and still feel effortless. And also our knee is very soft and like a spring, and our chest is open and our two arms drop and our breath is deep to the abdomen. So the whole situation is just prepare you standing there effortlessly. But wait a second, this is not the practice yet. This is just the preparation. So right now, when all the setup, your eye looks horizontally forward, then 180 degree. Ear look back, heel backward, and 180 degree. So in this kind of state, you enjoy be one with nature. And today, actually, we don't have time. And when you're standing there with this kind of posture, you stand effortless, and then your eye 180 degree, horizontal, ear 180 degree, so your whole body and your mind is be one with nature. You just enjoy.
Indeed, yeah, that really makes sense, and it's something everyone can do. Really opening the senses, just the fullness of that. It's the opposite of an emptiness, and it really is a wonderful way to reset and get back to who we are. So you've said oneness can touch every part of life. Can you walk us through some of the areas it supports?
Oh, sure, yeah. And for mental health, most approach teach you how to let go or how to control. Oneness builds a foundation so strong that over time, anger doesn't even arise. Anxiety dissolves before it forms. You don't do calm, you become calm. So for physical health, the posture actually corrects alignment and restores energy flow. We were seeing decades-long lower back pain, high blood pressure, digestive disorder, joint pain, insomnia, all improved. So oneness treats the root, not the leaves. For example, for work stress, so when foundation is strong, the pressure can't stir your mind like Kung Fu Master, no fear, no enemy, just balance and response. Relationship, for example, Grandmaster Yu says, when you practice right, your heart becomes bigger. So a bigger heart means more compassion, less fighting, deeper listening. And for living, health living, with this kind of awareness, the body tells you what food and the rhythm work. And when the system is right, it's self-balanced. For example, I love sweets. I eat them daily. But my lab test always all good because the system is balanced. And then for aging, this is exactly. So the yellow empire ask Qi Bo, Why did people in ancient times live over 100 without aging? But now at 50, we aged. So Qibo said, because ancient people live in rhythm with nature. So awareness restore that rhythm, health, compassion, joy, and love. It doesn't just add years to life. It adds life to years.
Exactly. We want to reach that age and it's healthy, full of spirit and awareness. And, you know, it's really quite a broad reach that you outline. It's a way of living, not, I guess, not just when you're doing the practice, but it changes all those other minutes when you're not doing the practice. Or are we always sort of doing the practice, even when we're not doing it? If I understand, it becomes so much a part of our life that we've absorbed it and we're doing it without even thinking. So it becomes not just a technique, so to speak.
Yes. So when body and mind align, actually everything comes into balance. I really feel lucky. There's one quote in Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, "What stands in the way becomes the way." So when I look back, the bigger the challenge, the greater the gift. So if my symptom had been mild, maybe I would have kept chasing. I would never have found this ancient practice. So one is, didn't just heal me, it changed me, and it keeps changing me. As Grandmaster Yu says, this is limitless for life transformation.
Well, I'm glad then too that you did have this kind of extreme issues to deal with, because then you could pass this knowledge on to others and you wouldn't have this inspiration to share it having transformed you. So you've helped lead the oneness courses in Beijing. People describe life-changing results. Can you share just some of those stories?
Oh, yeah, sure. For example, one student, she worked in big corporation, the anxiety since college, and later depression, digestive disorder, and neck and shoulder numbness because she working like all the front of screen. She actually tried many methods and they help a bit. Then she feel like a plateau and there is no further improvement. So one is to help her pass the plateau and digestion calm, anxiety gone, and the numbness improved actually. There's another woman, she had a lower back pain for decades. So after months of practice, and one day when she was brushing her teeth, she suddenly realized she could straighten easily, no pain. She cried and that light in her eyes, I will never forget. And yeah, so there's more and more kind of feedback from student. And every time I feel so excited with them and I understand how they suffered because I was being there before.
Exactly. And it's so touching that you can move people those ways as a teacher and you can see the progress of your students and having been there, it's life-changing. It's really clear that oneness isn't about fixing a particular problem or fixing people, but awakening, it fixes that problem, but it also awakens something within, the healing from within.
Exactly, yes. And I think oneness doesn't give you something new, actually. It stops you from fighting what is already here, already there. And the healing was blocked, actually. Oneness helped just remove the block.
Yeah, so when we talk about removing the block, you've given certain examples of people that you've helped, but people like to break it down, apply this to their everyday life, say someone juggling family. You know, people try to find time for it. They say, I don't have time amidst all the general noise of everyday life. Where can they start?
Yes, good question. So one is actually everyone can practice if you practice right. For me, actually, I start from 5 minutes. And so I suggest everyone can start from 5 minutes, then grow to 15. So right now, many readers email me about their practice. So someone, or like even the first week, they already trying to do like a 30 minute. I ask them to hold on and just to 15 minutes for the first few weeks is enough. So the practice is not try hard, it's just to enjoy. Even 5 minutes or 15 minutes enjoy, then it means big. So start from 5 minutes, then to 15. You don't need tools. Stand in your room, office, or between meetings even, or outdoors sometimes when you take work or even vacation. 50 minutes of standing can refresh more than just going to the gym because everything aligns at once. And morning is, especially early morning, is the best. There is less distraction. You can add a short afternoon practice to refresh. We can also embody it actually during meetings. Stand in oneness posture at the computer, sit with spine loose and straight, breathe deep. So when you look at me, every time when I'm sitting, I'm like sitting the way similar as standing. This kind of posture, I feel so comfort instead of like laying at the sofa. So once you used to it, you will feel nothing is comfort than just sitting there in oneness posture. And also during long screen time, this can prevent neck, back, shoulder issues. Also working out, same awareness. So for example, we say embody oneness practice everywhere, like standing, sitting, even sleep or working out. Like when you work outdoor, you use this kind of posture. So enjoy, it's very different from normal just working there. So yeah, you can use any time, embody it.
I'm thinking now when I'm standing in line at the grocery store and, you know, this creative visualization will help bring us out of that moment where we're just biding our time, stressful or waiting or thinking of so many things, and just take a moment. So I'm going to absorb that into my life.
Exactly. So life is a practice. Like every time, even like during the long flight, I will take maybe a few minutes just standing to refresh. So the goal is not to escape life. It's to stand within it. And if you practice long enough, even when you're not practicing, the state is there. So every moment carries it.
Yeah. And I'm wondering in these moments where really, you know, it's ideally, it's in the morning, we're in nature, we have all this serenity around us. But in these other noisy moments, within that discipline, is it necessary to have a mantra or to think of these soothing sounds that can help filter out that noise? I mean, what's that audio component?
So, for example, at the beginning, our practice, different from many others, our practice is fruit ground cultivation. Many others are coarse ground cultivation. What means cause? Cause is why I anger, why I suffer, why I am happy. What we do is fruit ground cultivation. We start from fruit. What is the fruit of our life? The peace, joy, and compassion. So we're standing there, enjoy, calm, and feel happy. So at the beginning, the fruit is very small, tiny. So we should give a bit time to let it grow and the foundation build up. So at the beginning, the quiet place, there is no distraction place, will be very helpful at the beginning. Right now, actually, any big noise, nothing can really affect my practice because I have built up the foundation. So the noise can become the nourishment, actually. So this is how Grandmaster Yi mentioned, when you practice more, everything is just becoming the practice. The anger just not rising, and the noise can become the music. So yeah, so at the beginning, I really recommend to find a quiet place. But in future, and there's nothing you needed to select, and you just do anytime. For example, right now, I just any 1 second, 2 second, I'm standing there, immediately I can feel this kind of different. So for the oneness, you can use anytime, but especially for the beginner, the best time is still early morning, or sometimes you can find some place really quiet and you can practice yourself.
Yeah. Well, on all this, you talk about zoning and getting into the oneness. Other people may call it the flow, but getting into this clarity. And right now we're living in a time of endless options, right? A new wellness trend every week. What do you think about it is about simplicity that people are actually craving?
So because all the more didn't work. So we desire more, we work hard, and we try to get in more, actually didn't work. You can see right now the stress, anxiety, depression, it's growing rapidly. So if all the method works, mental health and chronic disease won't be soaring. So Lao Tzu said, less is more, more brings confusion. Today we have actually, I did a research, 500,000 new methods every week, self-help. So people are drowning in advice. Wellness is the opposite. It's subtraction, return, embodiment. When enough people experience it, it creates a ripple. I wrote the book. This is also why I'm writing my second book, How to Live in Flow, Balance, Effortlessness, the truth behind Tao and how to be real in everyday life. Most Tao books teach how to mimic the post picture. I want to teach how to climb the mountain.
Again, it opens out the limitness within us as well. And so, yes, you've written this book, How to Live in Flow, Balance, Effortlessness. And I believe you have an upcoming book, but just tell us, what does living in flow actually look like?
I like to say Lao Tzu reached the mountaintop and he saw the view and he painted. That painting is the book Tao Te Ching. And then after him, early teachers still knew how to climb. But today we have many beautiful words, but people still can't live Tao. More than 90% of the Tao Te Ching is descriptive. It shows what life looks like when someone embodies Tao. So if you imitate, you never arrive. Flow is not learned. Flow appears when obstacles are gone. So in Tao Te Ching, verse 16, completely empty, thoroughly still, this is the way to the Tao.
Yes, that's something that we can all and should all practice and train.
Yes. I will reshoot my digital course and I can send you maybe next week and you can follow to practice.
If you could leave listeners with one simple truth about oneness and healing and knowing themselves, what would it be?
The truth I think I want to say is practice oneness. Oneness is different when you stand still, let the mind settle, the truth appears. The truth is our health, clarity, peace, joy, compassion, love. So especially the people, for example, I receive emails from readers. Some readers, they echo my story is, oh, LD, thanks for the book. Actually, we're the same as you. Actually, we tried so many different practices. They list all the different practices. They practice for many years, some for even decades. But this oneness practice just make them suddenly feel different. One reader told me that the first time she feel this kind of calm in many years. So for me, I think I don't want to be like this promotion, but oneness, why I want to introduce oneness to the people in the West, and I see really beginning of change. For people with severe struggles in depression, stress, or chronic pain, many so-called books didn't help, actually. So for me, it's kind of oneness, it's new. Especially, it's a bit challenging for me to really convince the audience in the West to take a chance to practice. But look at so many students, they have been practiced, and also myself, what has been changed. And for me, actually, my expectation was only to improve a bit my health condition. But there is so much beyond expectation. First, actually, all the symptoms gone. Second is kind of I was born weak, actually a sick child, and then sick young man. And I always contact the cold. Even one of my friend or family members close to me, once they got cold, I will 99% got cold. But after practice for 9 years, I didn't got any cold. And also every day after practice, I just feel the whole day is effortless. Like the practicing is like more than deep spar, actually, once you practice. And also, my blood lab test was always very good right now. And beyond that, your life is getting so enjoy because your anger dissolved and your relation, you can notice the change, actually. And I think the life is so beautiful right now. I didn't expect. So for me, it's kind of why I quit my full-time job in May and then all in this one is kind of I want to continue to practice myself. I always curious how human potential can be. Second, kind of same time, I can share with many people here and help and guide them really to somewhere they didn't expect life can be very beautiful.
It makes a lot of sense. It's more than medicine, but it's, yes, tools for living. And you can hear it in your voice, the way it has transformed you and how you've transformed yourself from within. It's really very inspiring. So thank you, LD Chen, for sharing your tools for living a more peaceful, purposeful, and harmonious life by sharing how we can find oneness within ourselves and calm our mind. We can improve our health, find clarity and compassion for each other and this planet we call home. I look forward to our next conversation and shining a light on the ways we can all find a better path forward in the new year. Thank you for adding your voice to the creative process.
Thank you, Mia. Thanks for this platform to share this information with people who want their whole body and mind to be one with nature and become whole again.
The Creative Process is supported by the Jan Michalski Foundation. This interview was conducted by Mia Funk with the participation of collaborating universities and students. Associate Interviews producer on this episode was Sam Myers. The Creative Process is produced by Mia Funk. Theme music is written and performed by Juan Sanchez. We hope you enjoy listening to this podcast. If you'd like to get involved with our creative community, exhibitions, podcasts, or submit your creative works for review, just follow us on Instagram at Creative Process Podcast and send us a DM. Thanks for listening.